Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 13th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know if you slept on it. You're not on camera yet.
Oh, my
bad. Slept on it.
I have slept on
it. And Jason Bishop.
Am I on?
That is the force. We've got the boys behind the glass.
There. All right, good.
Matt Valdez, Matt Drab T-shirt, Cahill. We are fired up because it is the first Football Monday of the year, presented by Chiniga Mayos, careers.com to view open positions and apply today. Go to Chiniga, M-I-O-S, careers.com. Unfortunately, not a victory Monday here for the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not.
And storylines aplenty.
Yep.
Did you like the coaching?
Always is.
And what do you think about the quarterback position? I put up a poll, Junkie's poll today, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Put this up last night, and it was a hypothetical because we don't know what's going to happen with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it was if Ryan Fitzpatrick is healthy, who do you want to play at quarterback? And it was, last I checked, overwhelming heading towards Heineke.
Yeah,
already.
No. Now you got your guy, Bickle. You got your guy.
Wow,
let's see what happens.
People want to bury Fitzpatrick after six passing attempts. I find that laughable.
Well,
but, I mean, there's nothing you can do now because he's on the shelf.
I would say,
we don't know for how long at this point.
I would say it's a good bet that he's going to be out for the year.
If it's as
serious as they're saying,
if it's a sublux,
he's done.
Done for the season?
Oh, if it's a hip sublux, I think he's done.
Mm. Yeah, I think he...
At minimum, it's half the year. Yeah.
Well, all I know is that Torpedo's mine and Valdez's bet.
Oh, that's done.
That's over.
When I was watching the game,
yeah.
All I could think about was Cakes and going, I can't bet with Cakes.
Yeah, I'm a mush. I don't know why you got in on that.
I can't have him on my side or on my team.
No, you probably can't. It's probably a bad life decision to do that.
I just kept thinking, Valdez, that one of my bold predictions from last Thursday is going to hit. Because I said Trevor Lawrence will have more passing touchdowns than Fitz. That's a lock.
That is okay. That will hit. Yes. Yeah.
Although I will do the move where even though our bet is finished and it's over,
yes.
And there's no way it's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
We will wait until week 17 to pay it.
And we will also try to hedge it. Let's hedgy poo this thing, Valdez. Let's not just throw it in the white towel. Okay.
You want to double down?
Oh yeah. There's gonna be a lot of doubling down.
Right.
Oh,
like,
man.
I may have to take a second job from doubling
down. Well,
here's
the bright spot, and there's so much to talk about. I mean, the defense, we haven't even mentioned that, giving up basically 75% on third downs.
Yeah.
I thought it was – I really, truly, deep in my heart, thought Chase was going to have a day. He was going to help kind of quiet some of this Justin Herbert talk.
He didn't have a day.
People.
He had a play.
Yeah.
One.
He was kind of a dud.
Well, Slater handled him.
Like he did in college.
Yes,
that was the book coming in.
Yep.
Yeah. So while I was surprised by that, Herbert was even better than I thought, and I thought he was pretty darn good.
He was spectacular.
And you know, I just have a million questions. But one thing that I will say,
he had one bad throw.
One thing that I will say is that for those of us that do have a little fascination with Taylor Heineke, we will
now it's your guy.
We will know over the next, I think it will take us three more games.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tell you yay or nay. And most people think they already know. And you guys may be right. I need to see him for three more games. I like what I've seen so far, but let's see. Let's go three more games. Let's see what he does. And then we'll know if we either have something or we don't. Because Fitz is, you know, we already knew he was going to be here max 2 years. He may be here for max three completed passes.
Correct.
But max worst, you know, the best case scenario was 2 years. If Heinicke can't play and if Fitz is done, then we are 100% in the quarterback market.
Oh, yeah.
In the draft of 2022. Well,
I said this months ago. I said they're going to be in the market again. They're going to be in the market for the seventh or eighth starting quarterback in Rivera's tenure so far, right? I don't know. Maybe the Cam Newton thing. Maybe if they're desperate enough, they go out and try and get him. Who knows? I think Heinicke would be fine, Eric, but you need better than fine to win a division.
I think no matter what, they're in the quarterback market in 2022 already.
Yes,
from the Fitz thing.
I think Rivera knows
that. Just from the Fitz thing happening in game
probably.
One, look, they're like, we got to be in that market.
This is the way, unless
Heinicke balls out.
Okay.
Give him that chance.
If he's a star,
he's going to get a chance.
Give him that chance. And then I think we'll know. Some people like you guys think you already know. There are some, though, like me, that still want to see a little more. And I think we'll know by week four.
I just think he's a backup.
High-level backup that if he plays for a month or more, he's going to start to be exposed. I'm sure I'm wrong. Because I'm wrong about everything. That means Taylor Heinicke is going to throw for 35 touchdowns.
You're so confident in that Jacksonville survivor pool play over the Texans.
I pivoted.
Luckily. You did.
I took Carolina.
Okay.
And then they gave me a scare. That's another story for
right.
another day.
We'll see how Heinicke plays. I'm open to him being solid. They've had five starting quarterbacks on opening day in the last 5 years.
Right.
That's why you don't win consistently in the league, and that's why some people wanted them to try and move up in the draft and draft Justin Fields or Mac Jones. You can't do it. Think about that. This year you started Fitz. Yeah. Last year it was Haskins. The year before that it was Case Keenum. Before that it was Kirk, and I'm missing a quarterback in there. But five straight years, a different quarterback is an undersell. Oh yeah, Alex Smith.
Probably tilts Washington football team fans to no end that Chicago moved up to get their quarterback, and then they're trotting out Andy Dalton in week one, and Justin Fields just sitting on the bench. Yeah. And Washington fans are like, well, I mean, this is hindsight, but. We could have moved up and drafted him and started from day one.
They probably miscalculated, but I truly think the reason why they didn't draft Fields is because they thought this defense and this team was closer than they appear to be right now.
Right.
They appear to be light years away from what some of us that were optimistic think.
Well, and the defense was exposed.
Let me just say this. They were exposed by a really good passing offense.
Yeah. True.
All right, the Chargers controlled the game, let's be honest. Oh, I mean, they ran 100%. 30 more play to control. But it's one game.
It's one game.
The defense will play better. Chase was going up against a legit tackle who owned him in college. He owned him yesterday. But, you know, not all of those left tackles are going to control him. So let's give the defense some time. I think the more important topic is the quarterback.
Herbert dominated them yesterday. He didn't even throw one pass to Austin Eckler, one of his best receiving options, because, he was never under pressure throughout the entire game.
No, you're right.
Well, I have a problem with that, too, because it's like Del Rio never dialed up blitzes. At least any that were obvious to me. I saw a couple, but I mean, they were just marching at will against us. We were so fortunate to not be down 14, 20 points, whatever it is. I mean, some of the calls we were getting hooked. Now, they screwed us on the one face mask.
Yes.
But beyond that, we were getting hooked with drop passes, with the crazy Montez Sweat play.
The Herbert fumble was a joke. That was a terrible call.
Terrible call, in my opinion, too. But I was thrilled. Sometimes you got to get lucky. But we just didn't get lucky enough. And, of course, they still had opportunities. You know, 3rd and 16, you're going to get the ball back. Down 4 with 5 minutes to go. And, you know, just an unbelievable soft coverage. They just took advantage of us all day. 81, we couldn't stop him. Keenan Allen, we already know he's great. But Mike Williams,
they eviscerated that secondary.
Yeah. And I think he's 52. I'm on Jamin Davis already, early, because that's our first-round pick, and I'm watching this guy, and I'm not seeing anything. Now, I'm not a coach, and I follow the ball more than anything, But I'm having a hard time seeing where his impact has been.
Was a rookie, first game.
Okay, but there are first-round picks that have immediate impact, and he is not that guy.
I will say this about
the Luke friggin' Kuechly.
I will say this about the defense. I don't know how many blitzes they had. They did blitz.
I didn't see a lot of them.
They did, but Herbert was getting the ball out so quick. Yeah. They ran so many quick routes.
We were exposed last year with that, with the three-step drops.
Yeah.
When teams did that against us, and I don't know how you negate that, frankly. Maybe you just got to get up there and play man coverage tight. That's all you can do, I guess.
Yeah. That's it.
That's all you can do.
Hey, when you have a quarterback who's just on point for four quarters,
he throws missiles.
It's just tough to defend.
There was definitely an undercurrent of, well, they may be rusty because the Stars didn't play during preseason. That was not the case.
No.
And they were not affected by the travel to the East Coast.
No.
What might be a thing wasn't really a thing.
I mean, they actually ran the ball pretty effectively, too. Eckler, 15 carries for 57 yards, at one point just bulldozed
and Valdez
some of the guys on the Washington football
team.
Valdez
had his eye on Roundtree, the rookie. He had a role in that offense, too.
Yeah.
He was tough for them to stop, too.
Now, look, the reason why Washington was hyped this season to be better than last year when they won the division, but again, they won the division at 7-9, was because they had a top-five defense.
Right.
And a couple of us here were saying...
An upgraded quarterback play.
True. But a couple of us here said, not completely sold on that defense because you saw in the playoffs, and yes, it was against a Super Bowl-winning team and Tom Brady, they got exposed. And they got exposed like that in a couple of games. If you remember the Rams game earlier in the year last year, and that is not a good start for that Washington football team defense.
Mm-mm.
Weren't pressuring, and it seemed like the Chargers could do. You know, the only thing that I'll give them credit for is they actually held them to field goals at times. Because I think it could have been worse. I agree with you, Jason.
Well,
the Chargers controlled the game. They moved the ball, and a lot of times they had to settle for field goals. And so that's why Washington was still in the game.
Well, that score would have been a lot bigger if Keenan Allen catches the 3rd and 4. That would have been a first down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they kick a field goal on that possession.
He never drops balls.
Never drops balls.
Very uncharacteristic.
And then the Herbert fumble, which I thought it was a joke. I can't believe they reviewed it and still thought it was a fumble, but that's another possible 7.
Well, also, listen, if Washington was going to win yesterday, they're going to steal it, but they gave him ample opportunity to run all over him when Gibson fumbled inside their own 5-yard line.
That was bad. Yep.
They were up. They had a chance. They could have really salted that game away with a nice drive.
That was the one bad throw that Herbert threw.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah.
But 68% of the people that have responded to our poll at Junks Radio think even if Fitz were healthy, and that may not be the case, they would like to roll with Heinicke. And he does bring a certain spark.
No
doubt.
We
know he knows the offense. He throws anticipatory throws. He's not going to wow you with his arm talent like a Zach Wilson might or Trevor Lawrence or any of these guys. But he does bring a little he brings juice to the offense.
100%. You can say what you want. You can make fun of him all you want. That guy was an upgraded quarterback. He brought life to that team. And, you know, I wish they had had more opportunity yesterday. I wish we could have made some stops. We made 5 stops on 3rd down all game. They were 14 of 19 on 3rd down.
Man, that's a crazy number.
Yeah. They converted basically 75% of 3rd downs against us. You can't win that way.
Well, they ran 30 more plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 27 first downs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that Taylor would have continued to play well. But he's not going to be a traditional quarterback. He's not going to be like Herbert, just stand back there and throw missiles. He's got to move around. He's got to throw those crazy shovel passes. He's got to step up in the pocket when it's not there and take off. He's
got to be crafty. He's got to be unorthodox.
If you can beat him in the pocket, you'll probably beat us.
He could be Tony Romo-like. Tony Romo didn't have a cannon, but he had some intangibles and knew how to move the ball and was a really good quarterback.
I'm a fan. I like him.
I am too.
I'm excited to see what he can do next week.
Here's what Ron Rivera said about Taylor Heinicke after the game. By the way, Ron Rivera on the Junkies tomorrow. A lot of people were grilling his coaching yesterday. I saw our boy Rick Snyder gave him an F for the first game. But here's Ron Rivera on Taylor Heinicke.
Well, I think the biggest thing that you see a little bit is it's because of Taylor's ability to improvise, move on the run. I think that gave a little bit of a spark when needed it. It was good to see. And you know, we gave ourselves an opportunity. We just got to protect the ball better.
Heinicke ends up the game 11 for 15, 122 yards, and that touchdown pass. Also had 3 runs for 17 yards. We'll open up the phone lines next. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. 1-800-636-1-800. 106.7. What were your impressions of the Washington football team in their home opener against the Chargers? And what do you make of Taylor Heinicke now moving forward? Do you have confidence that this team can win football games with Taylor Heinicke under center? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington all year long celebrating our 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. It is a Football Monday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Let's go right to the phones. People fired up. Home opener, they drop it 20-16 to the Chargers. Chargers go over 400 yards of offense on the Washington football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick only lasts a couple of series, only throws six balls.
Wasn't that fun while it lasted?
All right, Jason's not far off. I'm pretty much with him. A hip subluxation, if that's what it is.
Especially when you're 37.
Yeah, it's that could be a career ender. And he was very nonchalant walking off the field. Mm-hmm. That could be it.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636. You want to call us on the Gambit DC listener lines? Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Who's up?
Well, let me just say one more thing. Is that there was some talk, and I know JP was trying to rankle people, but if we played the Titanic this morning, I would have heavily objected to it. Okay? But if we lose on Thursday.
Biggest game of the year.
If we lose on Thursday.
No doubt.
We are playing Titanic on Friday because we could be the first team in history whose season is over in 5 days.
By the way, you're putting on me to rankle people. Days. I threw it as a question, as a poll.
Yeah, you're doing that to kind of tweak people because you can't play the Titanic after one game.
No,
you just can't.
Well, and when you lose your starting quarterback and you lose your home opener,
it hurts.
And your defense, which is supposed to be your calling card.
Yeah.
Cratered.
I guarantee you this, Cakes isn't predicting 12 wins anymore.
Well, I was in a range of 11 to 12, and it's not looking great.
Well,
early. It's
one, especially
it's 1 week. It's 1 week.
You lose the second game, which would be a division game. You're 0-2. We know the percentages at 0-2. Now, those are based on 16-game schedules, but they're still not good.
Still.
And you still got to play the Bradys and the
right.
Wilson.
Mahomes.
And Mahomes. You got to play all those guys.
I'm okay with playing it if we lose
on Thursday.
Yeah. I'm okay. All right, let's go to Earl in Laurel. Earl, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? Been a long time since I've called. How y'all been doing this far?
Hey, good, Earl.
Doing good. How are you? Still alive?
Yeah. After watching yesterday, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been disappointed in my life, man. I've been a Redskins fan since I was
What disappointed you the most?
Defense. Pathetic. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, last shit. I mean, they can't make stops. They got gassed by Herbert. I mean, when stop had to be made, they couldn't do it. They barely stopped him. They hardly could stop him on either. The man ran the ball. I mean, I don't get it.
You know what? I didn't notice
all
this.
These guys coming up.
Earl, maybe you noticed this watching it, but I was driving home, and I heard some of the post game with Fred Smoot, and Smoot said he thought that the conditioning was poor. that guys like Chase Young and Montez Sweat were taking themselves out of games, that they were huffing and puffing.
Well, they were out on certain third down plays. I know, like J.P. Finley pointed out at one play, I think it was like 3rd and 6, critical play,
right?
3rd and 7, and Chase is on a sideline. And is that because he needed a breather?
I don't know. We can talk to Ron Rivera about that tomorrow.
That is not good.
Coach Rivera will be on with us every Tuesday throughout the season. But Smoot was pretty adamant that he thought that they had a conditioning issue.
That's not good.
Could have been, yeah. Who knows?
I thought Rivera was supposed to be old school, you know.
Well, he doesn't play the guys much in the preseason, so they're not getting game reps.
Well, look, there was a few plays where Eckler just was running over guys.
And bulldozer.
And he's the smallest guy in the world.
Right. He's tiny.
And he's running over linebackers.
And he was questionable with a hammy coming into the game.
He didn't look questionable to me.
He must have been at 100%.
You know who else, though, did that in his brief moments? Jared Patterson.
I did see that, yeah.
He had a burst, mm-hmm. and he had some power to him that I haven't been all over that bandwagon. I don't get too excited for running backs in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed it on game day in just a couple touches. That brought a smile to my face.
Hey, do you want to hear Ron talking about the rotation on defense,
like,
and everything?
Why some of those guys were on the sideline?
Yeah, yeah. He was specifically asked about it in the presser.
Yeah, good.
That's a matter of personnel. We match up. And early on, we matched up, and he wasn't in because we were into our sub package, one of our different sub packages. Then we rotated him back in, and then we rotated, and we took John Bostic out, and we took Cole Holcomb out. I mean, again, we're going to try and use these guys in packages that we believe best fit and suit each guy.
All right, I said it all preseason, and I still think it's true. Our linebacking core is suspect. I respect all these guys as human beings and everything, but let me just say, I think Bostic is garbage. I think Holcomb is a backup, and I think Jamin Davis, I just haven't seen it.
A little early on that.
I know.
A little early.
He's making his first start. You've got to give him a little bit of time.
I've been looking for it in the preseason,
right?
And now I've been looking for it. I mean, have you seen it?
Not really, but again, like to compensate Keekly, to Luke Keekly.
Well, that's who he was compared to. Okay, that's who they were hoping he would be.
Okay, but I think
coverage linebacker, a guy could play all the
I think
the
that's
downs.
An outrageous comp for a guy who hasn't even stepped foot on the field yet. Like, I think you're putting undue expectations.
All right, how about
guy.
I just compare him to Micah Parsons, who has an immediate impact right away, who was drafted right around the same spot.
Hey, Jamin had two tackles.
Two tackles. Right. He had two more than me.
Chase Young had one more than that.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, I got a problem with
Chase
rotating. I got a problem.
He was a big dud yesterday.
I got a problem with them rotating Chase Young and Montez
downs,
Sweat that
like,
much.
Those guys should rarely, if ever, come out on third downs. I don't care what your sub package is on third
downs.
Where you're supposed to hunt down the quarterback, those guys should be in there.
They got to be on the field, no doubt.
They should be in there.
But I will say this. Rashawn's, and a lot of times, Eckler was running to Chase's side.
Right.
Rashawn Slater owned him yesterday. If it wasn't just in man-on-man, they were doubling Chase Young. Mm-hmm. And they were just opening up that spot, and they were running to his side. So they got to figure out.
But when that happens, then Sweat's supposed to be coming around the other side doing his thing.
I mean, defensive line just had a C-minus game.
They're going to have to do some work to break that sack record.
I wonder what all the Chase Young sycophants think. Would they rather have Justin Herbert at this point? Because I know that's been back and forth.
Right.
You know, ever since they came into the league.
That argument was...
Who had a bigger impact on the game yesterday?
That argument...
I wonder.
We already decided that a year ago. Yeah. But if you're still stupid enough to think a defensive end is more important than a great quarterback, you're insane.
We should qualify. We like Chase. We all like Chase. He's going to be a good player.
Like him a lot.
He was defensive rookie of the year last year.
Love him. Great. But any franchise quarterback
is better.
Greater than sign... Chase Young,
obviously.
Or any high-level defensive player.
Because if you had drafted Herbert, you have your quarterback for 10 years.
Right. I told draft t-shirt about
instead,
Justin Herbert years ago.
What are the odds right now? What are the odds right now that you will see all three quarterbacks? You've already seen two.
Oh, probably 100%.
It's another year.
You might see a fourth quarterback.
You might see the guy that comes in off the street and puts on the burgundy and gold for the first time, whoever that is.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Aaron in Richmond. Aaron, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to say, all right, first off, anybody with football says can see that Heineke, no matter what, he has to start from now on. Because at this point, we've got to see what he's got.
I agree.
Because unless we get a top five quarterback, it's going to be a quarterback controversy every year with us. at this point. Because he's played good in three losses, but, you know, we got to give him a chance now.
Yeah. I say I'll know. Well, I personally think I will know in three more games.
What about the but he lost the game crowd? But he didn't win the game crowd. What
exactly. What? I'm positive he didn't win the game crowd, you know, so... I feel like we should have drafted a quarterback because clearly Jamin Davis isn't going to help us right now. And
maybe
I don't know
next
what
year
we're trying
help us.
To. Yeah, but I don't know what we're trying to accomplish this year. We're trying to win the division, win the playoff game. If we weren't trying to do any of that, then we should have gotten somebody that like a Jamin Davis that's not going to help us this year. So I guess that pick made sense. If we're not planning to win any playoff games this year. I feel like
I think they were planning. I think they were planning on going to the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
winning the division. That's why they didn't draft a rookie quarterback.
Look, I don't.
They thought that they had
convinced of that.
Aaron,
rookie
they thought they had a team.
Play now. What's that?
I said, Aaron. They thought they had a good enough team, a good enough quarterback to win the division. And Ron Rivera's not the only guy. How many guys did we talk to over the summer that picked Washington to win the division? They
a
thought
lot, a good number.
Absolutely.
Weren't we playing Greeny's clip?
There was eight or ten guys.
I mean, Greeny was talking about them being the secret team.
I think Lewis Riddick.
There was eight or ten guys.
I think a guy named Eric Bekulovsky.
Yeah.
I think a guy named Johnny Cakes Allville. There's a lot of guys.
Foolish. Now I have to shift all of my energy and hope Heineken's looking
at it. Now, listen, I'm not saying the season's over yet, believe it or not. Now, I'll say that on Friday if we lose, but I'm not saying it's over yet.
You can't lose. You can't let the Giants, who looked terrible yesterday, by the way, against the Broncos.
Yeah. What happened to that great Saquon Barkley, that 200 yards he rushed for?
I told you he was poisoned. Stay away from him from the fantasy drafts.
I think if Washington loses on Thursday, me and you should start thinking about what we're going to put in the gift basket to court Aaron Rodgers next week.
He looked like trash.
I don't know if I want him.
Yeah. Packers team was trash.
He was the worst quarterback in the league yesterday.
I want to see if I can get Jameis back.
Jameis was scorching him.
Aaron Rodgers had 1, 2, 3, 4 fantasy points yesterday. That's how bad he was. He was the worst quarterback in the league.
It's unbelievable.
All right, who's up?
All right, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Daniel in Fredericksburg. Hey, Daniel. You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to talk about how the coaches kind of set the defense up for failure.
How?
Too many times, Ben St. Juice was lined up against Keenan Allen on key downs. And it almost seemed like every time they were in man, they looked to see who Keenan Allen was lined up with. And if it wasn't William Jackson, they went after him.
Uh-huh.
And I think I like St. Juice, and he's big, but he's not ready, and no rookie's ready for Keenan Allen.
Fuller was on those guys, too, a lot, Daniel, and they were completing against him, too.
Fuller had a couple. Was on him at some point. He was getting roasted. Keenan Allen is one of the better route-running technicians in the entire league.
Well, he's the best. If he's not the best, he's top 5.
He's going to put every guy, even all pros, in a blender a lot of times.
I will say this, though. When they were throwing to Williams a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how many catches Williams
had. He
had
8 for like 82.
Okay. Guys were draped all over him. Those were just perfect throws to the spot.
Amazing throws, great big hands.
Plus, Williams battles you for 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
You know what? Allen gets open.
I mean, it's not like guys were. On some plays, yes, they were wide open and they weren't guys within 7 yards. But there were some throws Herbert made where it was right on the hands and Jackson's right there or St. Juice is right there.
Yeah. But it goes back to the bigger problem is that they weren't pressuring the quarterback.
Correct.
If you pressure the quarterback, you give your corners a better chance. By the way, another thing which we haven't talked about, but we talked a lot about it last week heading into the game. Not much production from the wide receivers. And, you know, you could argue, they don't miss Curtis Samuel. But the bottom line is Cam Sims had one catch for 17 yards. De'Ami Brown had one catch for -2 yards. So that is something I'm going to pay attention to because you don't have Curtis Samuel there. You gave him a big bag of money. It's Terry McLaurin and... Other guys who don't really produce.
Honestly, though, I think the comp is, and it's not that it's any better, but that J.D. McKissic and Gibson are going to fill that Samuel role more so necessarily than De'Ami Brown, in my opinion.
I think you want something from your receivers.
But when they were lining them out wide, they were doing that with both those guys. That's one of the few things that Turner did yesterday I liked, and I think that's in the Samuel role.
I think it's encouraging Gibby had 5 targets. He led the team. Now, I always want McLaurin leading this team in targets. He's your best weapon. He should have more than 4 targets
I believe he had no catches at halftime. I think that's right. Might have had one. McLaurin, zero.
Well, when
McLaurin,
like,
yeah.
He should have 8 to 10 targets
and
per game.
And I believe
minimum.
Logan Thomas, if I think if this is right,
he
had zero in the first half, too. They're top two guys.
Well,
so,
they didn't have the
now,
ball,
they didn't
really.
Have the ball.
They didn't have the ball.
So I'm not going to trash the offense that much yet. And frankly, again, getting back to the quarterback play, Heinicke had more spark. For whatever reason, Fitz, and you all could just say you knew because Fitz sucked. But I was expecting to see the Fitz that we've seen the last 2 years. We haven't seen it in any of the preseason games, and I don't put much stock in it. But in terms of individual performance, we haven't seen it. And we haven't seen it in the 6 dropbacks yesterday, which is not a large sample. But for whatever reason, he doesn't look comfortable.
Maybe,
and I know they made some adjustment. They said something that struck me. They said Fitz is not able to make changes at the line of scrimmage like he's used to. Did you hear the announcer say that? They said, so obviously they learned that this week, right, when they were talking to him. They said they want Fitz to run what they call. And maybe that's just messing with him a little bit.
Six
I don't know.
Passes. It's really unfair to criticize him.
No, it is. But I'm basing on what I've seen so far in the preseason. I have not seen Fitz look comfortable yet.
6 attempts, and one ball was right on Gibson's hands, hit them both, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what more can you do in 6
attempts? Well, one of them was almost a pick 6 by Derwin James, too.
Understood. But again,
close to it.
That's part of what you sign up for with Fitz. Mm-hmm. He takes shots.
I just haven't seen him look comfortable yet.
When do we expect the official news on Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Today. They'll do
they
the
probably
MRI.
Already know.
They probably already know.
Yeah.
They'll do the MRI. If it's a sublux or whatever, that's at least half a year.
800-636-1067. If you want to call us on the Gambit DC listener lines, your reaction to Washington's first loss, a home loss to the Chargers. What do you make at the quarterback position, the defense, the receivers? Sneak in one more call before the break. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I was at the game yesterday, and it looked like the Chargers offense was just practicing out there. That defense looked so weak. Mm-hmm. The coaching staff did not prepare. You had a whole offseason to know what Herbert does, what Mike Williams, what Keenan Allen, what they do. How do you not stop that? On the last drive, 3rd and 16, and they convert. 3rd and 4, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. What are they doing?
They converted 75% of their third downs.
Yeah, like last year, they allowed 38% on third downs.
And I think it was Atlanta last year that exposed us, and the Chargers did the exact same thing, and every team that comes in here is going to do it. They're going to take 3-step drops, and they're just going to beat us all day long.
Yep. That's not acceptable. Jack Del Rio has to figure something out, because there's a lot of good quarterbacks in this league that we're going to be facing this year. And we need to figure that out, because it's going to be an awful season.
Yeah.
I think that's why they brought
in William Jackson. I think that's why they drafted St. Juiced. Yep. But you can't play off. You got to get up there. You got to get up there, and you just got to put your balls on the line. You got to man up the line of scrimmage.
Take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Football Monday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067 if you want to vent about the Washington football team's opening day loss to the LA Chargers 20-16. I felt like it wasn't that close defensively. A lot of issues, weren't getting to Justin Herbert, but the biggest issue was third downs. And here's what Ron Rivera said about that lack of third down defense.
Well, that's probably the biggest disappointment was we had some opportunities and we didn't convert them. You know, we had third and long at the very end and, you know, gave it up. Some things we got to take a look at and see exactly what went wrong and get those things corrected.
Well, not a lot of time to do it because the next game gets teed up Thursday night as the Giants come down.
But it's a better opponent. It's a team that doesn't have a good offensive line. Now, Daniel Jones has tortured Washington.
Somehow. I think
he has three of his wins. Does he still only have like 4 wins as a pro? Or something really low.
Yeah, he can't have a lot because the Giants
have
been terrible.
I think three of the four.
I don't know how many wins he's got.
Four of the five or three of the four, yeah, whatever.
Let's just say a large percentage of success has been against Washington.
It doesn't really matter how bad they are, but when they play Washington, they just look a lot better than they are. But we'll see. I mean, but you're right. It's in a few days, and they got to figure out what's going on. But the biggest thing is Heinicke has to play like some people expect him to, Mr. Bickle included.
I expect him to play pretty well.
I think you're gonna have times where you go, see, that's why he should have been starting. But he's a backup for a reason. That's why Rivera made him the backup. I don't know if Rivera has 100% confidence in it.
I think Rivera made him the backup because he gave the job to Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he did the exact same thing last year in reverse.
Right, exactly.
He gave it to Fitz.
But you were high on Fitz. Like you've jumped off of the Fitz train. You were super high on Fitz.
I'm still
a guy. I'm not backing off. I'm not denying that. I was high on Fitz. But I also said, and I maintained, I actually like all three quarterbacks in there.
I was hoping Heinicke.
I'm not dropping my prediction based on Heinicke in there.
I was hoping Heinicke was going to be given a true chance to win the starting job. Now, I didn't see practice.
Did not happen.
People said that he wasn't as good as Fitz in training camp.
Well, also, he's never really come to practice. Yep. They didn't give him the one reps.
Correct.
So that's why it wasn't a competition.
Now, Coach Rivera was questioned. I'm telling you, I saw Rick Snyder give him an F. He's questioned about his decision to punt. Here's what he said about that after the game.
Fourth and seven. You know, that's probably it right there. Fourth and seven. We felt we had an opportunity to get him pinned. And we ended up with a third and seven, a third and 18 or whatever it was.
And
you would
16.
Like to believe you're going to convert that. Unfortunately, we didn't. So we got to take a look at that. But, you know, if we had converted it, it might have been a different story. But
true. That's a fair response.
Yeah.
He was in a tough spot there because, you know, what's the likelihood of converting a fourth and seven?
Probably, it's not very
probably
high.
Under 30%.
I don't know, but if you have a fourth and seven,
what do
and
the
you
analytics
have
say?
Terry McLaurin and you got Logan Thomas, you should be able to convert that. You really should. I agree with Cakes. You got to feed Terry McLaurin the ball a heck of a lot more.
Hey, if
Terry McLaurin, Logan Thomas.
If he doesn't have 8 to 10 targets against the Giants, what is Scott Turner doing with the offense? Why aren't you targeting him more? Target Logan Thomas more. Those guys need to see the ball a lot more than they
look,
did.
Look, they tried
week
to
one
pound the football. They had 27 carries
I understand
as compared to
run
21 passes.
I mean, it's a passing league, and they're trying to run the football over and over again.
They just didn't have the ball a lot because they couldn't get it away.
But they threw
for
133 yards, and they had 14 completions. That had to be the lowest in the league on both ends.
133 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's laughable.
You can't in 2021. You have to be in the 260 to 300 range in yardage at minimum.
Right. Yeah, but it's also
you got to be in the 20 to 25 completions.
Listen, yes, but it's partly because they never had the ball.
They didn't.
They couldn't make stops.
Well, you got to convert third downs to keep the ball with you.
If your tent poles are really stout defense and win with the run, you better have a defense that shows up. You can't just commit to running the ball when you have a defense that's letting the other team convert 75% of their third downs.
We've been killing the D. Let's hear from Reggie in D.C. He says, don't blame the D, I believe. Reggie,
what's up? You're on with the Jets.
Look at me. What's going on, fellas? I cannot believe four freaking football savants watched that game yesterday and want to blame the freaking defense. Okay, they gave up 14 for 19 on third down conversion. I get that. The freaking Chargers scored 20 points. You're supposed to win that game. You're up 16-13, right? Gibson fumbles. The defense, you're right, you could point a lot of fingers to the freaking defense. But the offense, you guys said this during preseason. The first team offense can't score. What the hell was Fitzpatrick doing when he was in the game? Nothing. This was not, I get it, this was a team effort. I get it. But the offense, you're up 16-13, Gibson.
That was luck. Let's be honest. I'm a Washington fan. We were butt lucky to be in that game. In fact, we could have stolen it. You're 100% right. If Gibson doesn't fumble the football there, I was going to come in here and laugh about stealing that game. But we forced two punts.
Okay, I get it. All those cosmetics, you want to say cosmetics, but they're going up and down the field. They didn't score.
Because of drop balls, because of luck.
But Reggie, it was luck. Reggie, you saw the game, bro.
It was luck.
Reggie.
Please explain to me they get in the red zone, they don't score, that is luck.
Hold on, Reggie.
Okay, the call
that
was
one was a bad call on the fumble. Herbert, that was not a fumble. They should have scored.
It was a bad call that they messed up the face mask on.
Yes, they did.
You're right. There was one miss on their part.
But hold on, you're telling us that we shouldn't be blaming the defense, and you're agreeing with us on a lot of the defensive errors.
What I'm saying is, when a team runs 30 more plays and they only score 20 points, what more do
they should have had
35.
We were very fortunate that they only had 20.
If they should have had 35, they would have had 35. They didn't.
Reggie, you love Ben, but don't break.
Reggie, they ran 30 more plays. No. 30 more.
They dominated the game. Hey, hold on. Reggie, do you deny that they dominated the game?
Yes. Okay, hold on. It was 16-13 in the, what is it, beginning of fourth quarter?
They dominated the action. Not the score.
That's an anomaly.
Lucky. We were but lucky.
I'm talking about luck. That's not luck.
I'm Team Reggie.
All right.
I'm Team Reggie. Defense really isn't that much to blame. Plus, you gave them the ball on the 5-yard line.
They gave
them a free 7 points.
Over 400 yards.
The defense absolutely is to blame.
But you know what? He brings up a point
about
the offense.
Because when the offense is struggling, the defense, who apparently is a top fiver, has to make plays.
But he playing like that, they're not going to be a top fiver.
But he brings
defense.
Up a valid point of the offense. A lot of the reason why people are optimistic about this Washington football team this year was they added a quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick. They added Curtis Samuel. The offense was supposed to be better. I know Fitzpatrick didn't play much, but here's what Coach Rivera said after the game about Fitz's play.
What did you think of Ryan before
he got there? I thought Ryan was efficient. You know, we just got to capitalize, and we can't miss blocks. You know, we can't miss assignments, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the offensive line. Offensive line was pretty mediocre. They were pretty mediocre.
Leno missed that block. I can't remember the guy who tackled Fitz to injure him.
Is it Owusu?
Owusu.
Yeah. And we haven't
right around Leno. Yeah,
we haven't even talked about the mental problems, like the missed blocks, the penalties, the two sheriff penalties. He's supposed to be our stud leader. We didn't talk about the Chase Young penalty. I mean, there are some catastrophic mental errors. I know that Rivera talked afterwards about blown assignments defensively. Mm-hmm. Some of the players were talking about that, too. There were a lot of mental errors beyond just getting physically whooped.
8 penalties for 57 yards as compared to just 6 for the Chargers as Washington loses 20-16. That was John Keim who asked Ron Rivera that question. He will join us next as we break down this opening game loss to the Chargers. Washington football team 0-1 with the home loss. We'll talk to John Kime, one of the best in the business, next here in The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.